In case you hadn't heard, it's Reformation Sunday, 1517. Martin Luther posted those 95 theses on the church door at Wittenberg in a nice, quiet manner. Yes, of course, no. But when he did that, it was an invitation to the church leaders, to the hierarchy, to debate. See, Luther's propositions challenged many portions of Roman Catholic doctrine and a number of specific practices. He argued that the Bible, not the Pope, was the central means to discern God's word. That wasn't common accepted practice, especially in those 95, he railed against the selling of indulgences. Got enough money? Have your sins forgiven. That's kind of how it worked. A lot of people, though, they started talking. There was some arguing, a lot of arguing. But people not just in Wittenberg, but people all over the world started talking. The church leaders wished that Martin Luther would just shut up. As if telling someone to shut up ever works. Even if someone is silent for a time there, haven't we learned that the truth does come out? Today's Bible reading is about a crowd trying to tell someone to shut up. Bartimaeus, who was anything but quiet about what he was calling, or who he was calling, and what he wanted to happen, he needed to be healed. He shouted at the top of his lungs, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowd kept trying to shut Bartimaeus up by sternly ordering him to be quiet. Because remember, sternly telling a determined person to pipe down always works. "Pipe down, sir. Why don't you pipe down, Mr. Bossy McBossy Pants? You either be quiet or I'll make you quiet, make you be quiet. Yeah, go ahead. Just try to shut me up. And while you're at it, why don't you mind your own business?" Blah, blah, blah. Mutter, mutter, mutter. Nothing gets accomplished. It would be so much easier if the voices that disagree with ours, mine, yours, whomever's, and the voices of the people we wish we didn't have to hear, and the voices of people crying out for justice would just be quiet. Wouldn't it be just so much easier? I am so glad things are not that easy. Jesus asked for the man. People let the man know that there was hope. They said, "Take heart, he is calling you." Change of action there. So Bartimaeus sprang up, went to Jesus, and Jesus said, "What do you want?" And Bartimaeus said, "I want to see." And Jesus made sure that happened. "Your faith has made you well." That's what he said. I can't give you a full explanation of the "your faith has made you well" part. I struggle with it. "You trusted me and now you're healed" works great. "You didn't trust me, so you're not going to be healed" doesn't really ring very well for me. Because I believe that God can heal. I believe that our determination to be healed, our faith, is a help to us when we are healing. It doesn't even have to be just religious thought. I mean, medical science tells us that we can be a huge part of the healing process. It's not just the medicine, but our determination lends a big part to it. So I believe that God can and does heal. I believe that we can be a part of it. But I also believe that it's not limited at all by what we do or what we don't do. So there. Your faith has made you well, has made you whole, has saved you, has healed you, has restored you. God does all of that. What kind of restoration, healing, saving, being made whole, or being made well are you looking for today? You know, there are some pretty glaring needs for restoration, healing, saving, and being made whole in our midst, in our city, in our country, in the world. There is too much hate. Even just a little bit is too much, but there is so much. There's violence, fear-based motivation, environmental destruction, war, revenge, deceit, treating one another as if we didn't matter. Church, we have to be part of the repairing of creation, not the destruction of it or the end of love for all of it. What kind of restoration, healing, saving, being made whole or being made well are we seeking at St. Paul's United Church of Christ? We have to be part of the repairing of creation, not the destruction of it or the end of love for all of it. So, let's start talking. Not just talking, but let's get people all over the world talking. Let's make it so the church leaders wish we would just shut up, as if telling someone to shut up ever really worked. Even if we remain silent for a time, the truth does come out. So let's start talking. Let's get the people all over the world talking, and then let's do what we're talking about. It's not that easy, of course, but it is a challenge. It's a challenge of a church ever reforming. It's a challenge on Reformation Sunday and every day. Let's do what we're talking about and leave with the question, what's next on yours, my, our life's journey? We are ever learning. We are ever reforming. My brothers and sisters, there is hope. Take heart. Amen.